I trust this is just water. There has been rumor that it might be something different, more of a holy water at some point. I'm to be mindful of that. Always a good lesson, be mindful of what you take in. It was water, so you know. So good morning and Merry Christmas Eve, beloveds. You know, Christmas for me is really a most wonderful, thank you, time of the year, wonder-filled, and we had heard of this little angel last week, I believe, and here he is. So thank you for bringing the child. It's so appropriate for today. I have many fond memories of this particular season, a lot of memories, a lot. As a child, it was a magical time for my family. We loved to decorate the tree. My father was the, he didn't control much, but he controlled the icicles on the tree. They had to be just right, a certain, and they were the old kind of metallic. Anybody that old here? Hey! And he did a great job. Did a great job. We got to put on everything else. I don't do icicles today. I gave those up. My dad's not here. It isn't done. It's my excuse. I love the Christmas carols, like this morning. And it was interesting, on my way here this morning, I was thinking, you know, we hadn't heard from our other special musician. And so Soundmeister Ted made a call and no response. So then I said, well, you know, I was thinking, what if that person didn't show up on Christmas? Wouldn't it be nice to have Christmas carols? Was it? Was that a nice... Yeah, I think it's appropriate for Christmas myself. And thank you, Cara, for coming in and adjusting for this morning. Appreciate you. And so I remember one year being awakened at 12:15 a.m. by my parents. They were so excited, they shook us. Santa's been here. I said, what? We're sleeping. Well, we got up. Yes, all the presents were there. We opened everything up. And about 1:30 or so, we were back in bed. Looking back now, I think my parents had other issues going on. Like, they wanted to sleep in. They were up till midnight. Why not get us up? It was Christmas at 12:01. Made sense to me now, but I was confused. I was confused then. So that was one of my memories. Well, I cherish the moments that I've had with my families, this one included. Some of those remembrances I keep close to me. They're near and they're dear, and I carry them right here. Some remain as traditions, but I've added to those traditions. Now, one I've added is the Christmas meal here, which I started last Christmas, and it seemed to be quite okay. And but for me, the meal is a time to come together, to remember that we are one family in the world. And so no matter who is here, we're all here on purpose and divine right time. No matter what you bring to the table of life is appropriate at the moment. I've tasted a few items in my life that I would never have again, but that's called knowledge. But we bring to life who we are. We bring to this experience the love and the spirit that we are. So this morning, my title is The Joy of Spirit. And so the focus is on the joy. What I know about that is wherever you allow spirit to evolve, and whenever you allow spirit to evolve, it grows in you. But we must first allow it. We must first allow it. And what I know about evolution of spirit for myself is that when you evolve, when you let go of what you perceive is yours. You evolve when you open to the bounty of God to draw unto you that which is truly yours. And so there are lots of examples that I'm sure each of us have that we've had to experience that get to evolve us. When you hold on to what you think is yours to do, you miss out on the greater potential of Spirit's opportunity, which equals joy. I often ask myself, Michael, is this mine to do? Might ask yourself that, whatever you're doing in life, is this mine to do? And then wait. It might be, might not be. I can't answer that for you. But I ask myself that a lot of times. Is this mine to do? Am I moving in the direction of my highest good and my greatest blessing? And what I know about this is that the answer is always within me. It's within you. Always. Now, the tools we offer in Science of Mind help us to uncover and realize that blessing, the truth of who each of us is. How many are the times I've tried to stay the course when it wasn't mine to captain? Anybody else? Trying to go up river. You know, when Moses was in the basket, which way did it go? Downstream, with the flow. So that's what I picture in my mind many times. I'm in the basket of life, floating, suspended, safe, carried to the right and perfect place for my next great joy and blessing. And what I know about doing that is you cannot do someone else's expectations and be in God's grace. That's their grace, not yours. So the joy of spirit is your joy as spiritual beings. So when I ask myself, what is mine to do? I turn to the Science of Mind, the textbook. And Ernest tells us this. But what I know at the onset of each spiritual inquiry is this. Life, as Christ consciousness, is a complete realization of the unity of spirit and the absoluteness of the word. And so is your evolution. And my evolution as a spiritual entity. We are already complete, poised, and perfectly balanced in the mind of God to be in our perfect demonstration. But sometimes in the experience, we have an opportunity to what I call stretch. Anybody ever stretch in spiritual growth? I do it all the time. And it can be painful. It can be uncomfortable. Now, I've never given birth to a child. And I can't say it's like that at all. But it's as close as I'm going to get. And when I get to grow and stretch, I have these spiritual, what I call, stretch marks. And there are stretch marks in consciousness. You know, like the tree rings. And when the tree grows, it forces itself out beyond what was and creates a new layer. It gets to grow. It gets to expand. Each one a blessing. Each one a blessing. And those stretch marks can serve as reminders of your evolution to greater understanding and deep and abiding grace in the awareness of who you are. Remember, there's an abundant opportunity in this life for greater joy, more harmonious relationships, and financial abundance. And I've learned something about those last few items in my life, the joy, the relationships, the abundance. I don't tell myself I don't have enough, even though the appearance might seem so in some area or another. What I know is I'm always divinely supported in the love and the grace and the joy of spirit. Now, right now. So each time you have a bump or a stretch, say to yourself, thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. I surrender to a greater idea of myself. I give permission to my spirit self to show itself through me as a new idea. And that's how we get to stretch into this greater consciousness with a new idea of our concept of truth. Truth doesn't change. Truth doesn't change. We're coming true to it. Curious? Go to class. Oh, that's a plug. Shameless, of course, but hey. It works. Classes, you know, I didn't know I was going to be here in this position when I first began taking classes in Science of Mind. And I sure didn't expect to be here, right here on this platform, back when I was in the audience. But you never know where Spirit has you show up. And to say, no way, Jose, or whoever, sorry, that's San Jose, right? It's not true. You've just cut off the joy of something greater when you say, no way, whatever. Ernest Holmes tells us this on evolution. And I quote, the aim of evolution is to produce an individual who, at the objective point of his own self-determination, may completely manifest the inner life of spirit. Even the spirit does not seek to control us. It lets us alone to discover ourselves. Wow. I'll try to do this. Do you hear what I hear? We have to listen to ourselves, to our inner spirit. You and I have the freedom to be who we truly are. We have the great joy to discover our inner spirit of divinity that says, hello, this is who I am. Say with me, hello, world.
Hello, world.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
What has happened in the past?
The truth is,
I am a joy-filled,
loving expression of God,
evolving perfectly.
This is who I am.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Good. I do. I do for you. Now, often it's easy to believe it for someone else. And when it's not easy for you to believe it for yourself, that's when you step forward and see a practitioner and connect with someone, because they're here to help. We're all here to help. And I know that when each of us give over to the good of God, we give permission to shine. The old saying, rise and shine. Give rise to your rightful evolution of who you truly are. The story of the birth of Jesus, I believe, is a metaphor for each of us. It is the draw of the Christ consciousness being itself through you. It's divine order and perfect realization of your true divine nature. Is that Christ consciousness, your true divine nature. In science, the mind order is defined as a condition in which everything is so arranged as to play its proper part. Divine order, perfect realization, playing its own part. And realization in science of mind says this, that we should turn to that living presence within, which is the Father in heaven, recognize it as the one and only power in the universe, unify with that Father power that we have over our lives, the directive power of the male aspect of spirit, and allow the feminine aspect to carry that idea, to give birth to that new child of awareness in us. Maybe a few more stretch marks, sore muscles, tears, and laughter, right? It's all part of the process. We're human. We get to express ourselves, I hope. I love doing all that. I love to cry, to laugh, to stretch. And so I say thank you, Spirit, for everything. Everything. For I know it was absolutely necessary to write here and to write now. Today at the brunch, I invite you to share those joyous memories that you have had in your family. You can share a few others too. What's your choice? But I don't really remember consciously some of those. When I go to family, I say I'm there to, and I always toast to this year's family dysfunction. I do that. And it's not negative at all, but it's who we are. We're all different. We all play a role. We're all there on purpose to allow us to grow, to stretch, add some rings to our tree of consciousness, all right? And appreciate that. For without those vital players of our spiritual growth, we wouldn't be here today, who we are. So I leave you with this. Aligning the consciousness of unity and love and joy. But watch out. You just might discover the real you. Do you hear what I hear? Let it rise. And so it is.